Joining us next is Yusuf Ibrahim. He's a former Middle East correspondent for the New York Times and Wall Street Journal. He's now an author who travels through and writes about the region. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
The U.S. military says this abuse was terrible but also isolated. And I wonder from your conversations whether Arabs accept that.
No, absolutely not. This chatter about abuse I have been hearing in Iraq and in Dubai and throughout the Gulf since November, as a matter of fact, it started really with the invasion and the whole concept of awe and shock and so on and so forth. We know now, and thanks partly to Cy Hirsch and other reports that are coming out, that investigations were conducted since November, and then another investigation was conducted since January. In other words, and the official report by Major General Tagoba was written, in February, and last Sunday we saw the Chief of Staff of the United States Armed Forces, General Richard Myers, appear on the Sunday shows 6 days after all of these reports came out and have the chutzpah to say that he didn't see the reports. Now, what's preventing a chief of staff from picking up the phone and saying, send me the reports? So the credibility of these assertions that we didn't know about it, that they are an aberration, simply doesn't hold in the Arab world. And I'm afraid this has done considerable, perhaps irrevocable damage to the reputation of the United States, even in the Arab world.
You referred to Cy Hirsch, that's Seymour Hirsch of The New Yorker, who was first to obtain this secret report. Now, Ann Garrels just reported a moment ago that there have actually been allegations for a long time by people who have been inside these detention centers, particularly Abu Ghraib. Was the Arabic language media broadcasting these claims even before the photographs came out?
Yes, I think the much maligned Al Arabiya and Al Jazeera have been showing us pictures of civilians of destroyed homes in the aftermath of a raid and the scooping up of a whole bunch of people, perhaps half of them totally innocent, and shoving them into jail. We know that at least 50% of all these people in jail in Abu Ghraib today may be innocent civilians. And what's really bad about this, Steve, is that this is very comparable to exactly what Saddam Hussein used to do. I mean, people, once you were taken under Saddam Hussein into Abu Ghraib, you had no information at all about what's happening to your relatives, what's happening to your brother, what's happening to your father, your mother. Rape was widespread. Now we are hearing reports that women prisoners were raped, and we are going to hear reports, I'm telling you right now, that children, meaning kids 14, 15 years old, were also sexually abused.
How would we know that many of the people in Abu Ghraib are innocent? How can anybody know that?
Because they are releasing them by the dozens now, by the scores, and these people are coming out, and they had nothing against them. They just never bothered to ask them. They just threw them in jail, and they are rotting in there. I also want to tell you that the volume of email that's registered, the dimension of the shock, I'm getting from Saudi Arabia an email from a man who I can only describe as a close friend of the United States, who is a graduate of Princeton, who says these horrific images reminded him of these so-called lynching party photos in the early 20th century in America, with smiling white girls in fresh white dresses posing in front of suspended bodies of black men who had been hanged, often naked, mutilated. It's going too far, maybe, but what were they thinking? I mean, were they thinking this is a circus, that they were posing, smiling, and grinning over naked Arab men?
I think we have to stop with that disturbing question. Mr. Ibrahim, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Yusuf Ibrahim is a former Middle East correspondent for the New York Times and Wall Street Journal. He spoke to us from New York City.